Photoshop Wednesday number 29. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today we'll look at the eyedropper tool. Push the letter I as an eyedropper on your keyboard to select the eyedropper tool. To receive feedback from the eyedropper tool, you'll need the Info palette open. Go to the Window pull-down menu and select Info. Now, when you click on your canvas with the eyedropper tool, a number of things will happen. First of all, your foreground color chip will change to the color of the pixel or pixels that you've just clicked on. Now, the difference between pixel and pixels can be found under Sample Size in the Options panel when the eyedropper tool is selected. Here you can select Point Sample, which is one color pixel, a 3x3, or a 5x5 average. So it basically groups the coloring together and averages it. If you hold down the Option key on a Mac or the Alt key on a PC and click on a color with the eyedropper tool, the background color chip will now turn to this new color. Now, if you press and drag with the eyedropper tool on your canvas, not only does the foreground color chip change, but also the information in the Info palette and also the sliders in the color panel change as well. Taking a closer look at the Info panel, you can see there are two different callouts for color. Use the arrow in the upper right-hand corner of the Info palette to set the palette options. Pushing and holding the Shift key and striking the I on your keyboard will take you to the Color Sampler tool. Here you can click up to four different locations on your canvas and note the color in the Info palette. These color sampling bullseyes can be moved to a new location at any point in time or can be completely dragged off the canvas to be cleared. Holding down the Shift key and striking the letter I one more time will take us to the Measure tool. Now, this tool is very easy to use. On the canvas, press and drag out a line. The option panel at the top of the screen will also give you a great deal more of information. Now, a couple of sub tips in here. Hold down the Shift key to constrain the line. To use a protractor, hold down the Option key on the Mac or the Alt key on the PC. Press and drag from point A to point B. At point B, press and drag again. Now you'll notice in your Options panel, you now have the angle, the distance of line 1, and the distance of line 2. Now these tools, as well as all the other tools in the tool palette, will display a precision cursor. All you have to do is push the Cap Lock key. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video format at www.oneminutetip.com. If you're enjoying the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday or finding this podcast helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library and rate it. See you next Wednesday.